Hello. In this guided meditation, I'm going to walk alongside you, as it were, and just encourage you to be aware of your true nature, to enjoy your true nature, which is absolutely available here and now. So, here we go. Notice you can't see your head. Instead, you see the world. And you might see your nose, but notice it just comes out of nowhere. And this is a non-verbal experience. As far as I'm concerned, you can't get it wrong. You can't see your head, instead you see the world. So it's being aware, if you like, of the place you're looking out of. Be aware of what you're looking at. You see the whole field of view fading out all the way around your single eye. And notice how this whole field of view is given in boundless awareness. See, it's kind of floating there. And the place you're looking out of is crystal clear. Transparent. So whatever you're looking at has color and shape. But the place you're looking out of, the place I'm looking out of, is colorless, shapeless. And that's just the way it is. So, in a way, this is just relaxing into being yourself, into the way things are. In a way, there's nothing to do. Of course, this space isn't just full of colors and shapes, it's full of sounds, sensations, thoughts, feelings, everything that's going on. The view out is changing, complicated, and this contrasts with the view in, with the place you're looking out of, which is simple, unchanging. And I would say this is just true. This isn't a matter of getting into a special state of mind. You are just built open, built empty for the world. That's your nature. You're the place where the world happens. It's amazing. This space is what we have in common. What we don't have in common is our experiences. You don't know what I'm feeling or even seeing at the moment. And I don't know what you're seeing and feeling. But the space at center that we are, it has no characteristics that differentiate us. Got no color, no shape. No personality. It's a wonderful thing to realize that we're all the same at center. So, being aware of this openness that you are, filled with whatever is going on for you, in our experience, everything is changing all the time. Life is change. It just is. But at the same time, there's this space that's not changing. Our true nature. And the change and the changeless are not separate, are they? I mean, where's the dividing line? But it's useful to distinguish them. Change there, changeless here. And this isn't something that you can hold on to, your true nature. It's not a thing, is it? But it's always available. It's available right now, 100%, full power. Not dependent on any conditions. Maybe you're feeling stressed about something in your life. Does that mean that you can't be aware of your true nature? No. Just as it's face there to no face here, it's stress there to no stress here. It's a humbling thing in a way, I think. You don't have to sort everything out there, as if you could, you know, before you see who you really are. Your true nature is available just as things are, now. 100%, full power. And you're not aware of half your true nature or a slightly second-rate version of it today, you know. It is perfect. You are perfect. Perfectly empty for the imperfect world that is arising in you, the changing world. So I'm just walking alongside you, as it were, and talking about our true nature, sharing my thoughts on it, communicating about it. From my point of view, accepting completely that you are in the same wonderful condition as I am, empty for the world. What an emptiness! I mean, how creative, how reliable, how magical. It's a strange thing, isn't it? I have the kind of feeling that I'm talking to you, but do I know who you are? Not on the personality level, of course. But I am talking as if you are the same as I am, empty for the world. That you know what I'm talking about. You are what I'm talking about. There's no division in our true nature. We're experiencing different things in our true nature, in this space. And most of that is hidden. I don't know what you're thinking and feeling. But I say I know where you're coming from. I know the place you're looking out of. It's a kind of not knowing, isn't it? Not having, not being, having everything taken away from you. Everything is there in a way, and here. There's something powerful about community, about being together in the truth. It's partly a recognition that we are different and we are one. And recognizing that we're coming from the same no place. I don't know what it is, the one communicating with itself. I'm just expressing my thoughts here in the context of walking alongside you, you the listener, being aware together of this undivided awareness that we are. Okay, nice to share your company, as it were. Whatever that means.